This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, this is the DJV show. Happily, we are here together, you and me and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen with an observation about things that we've been talking about since the beginning of the year. I just sort of had this revelation that I wanted. I don't know if it's a revelation, but I'll share my thoughts with you. You tell me what you think about my observation.
And I disagree.
Oh, thank you.
I was just practicing.
Yeah, I know. This thing about this focus on the hardliners in Iran that we've talked about. A lot of people have been talking about the protesters who have really shaken things up in Iran since the beginning of the year. Not just because there's a bad economy there, but there's so much corruption, the clerical governments, the restrictive policies, the personal conduct of these people who are in charge and how they basically dump on the little people and the younger people. So I'm thinking about future generations, not only there, but in many other countries. China is another pretty good example of this, and India is a pretty good example of it. The same sort of things. We think we're unique here, in a manner of speaking, because people who are Kara's age and Victoria's age, and maybe to a point Jennifer's age, but she keeps talking about how she's getting older. I'm listening.
That doesn't
I'm
mean
listening
you get to.
To her. We're all growing old together, let's put it that way.
Beats the alternative, but I guess.
The similarities between what's going on in Iran, what's going on in China, what's going on in India, what's going on here, and in, I think to a lesser extent it's going on in Russia. Maybe we don't know about it because we don't have that much information coming out of there. I don't know whether this is going on in North Korea or not, but if it isn't, sooner or later it will. The upset that people have when they realize how much corruption there is in government, the fact that there are the haves and have-nots, if you will, for no good reason. And so this fellow who's sort of in Iran is a middle-of-the-roader. His name is Rouhani. I don't know if I ever pronounced his name. Hassan Rouhani, who's running for re-election. He followed I'm a Dinner Jacket, who was a conservative Neanderthal. And I don't mean to put those two together because there's a value judgment there. I just take conservative out, and he's a Neanderthal. And he was not very smart either. So he put a face on Iran that wasn't really the appropriate face. And I suggest that when we look at the governments of a lot of these countries, the face that they present is not the face of the people, especially those who are younger. Whether it's social media that's changing things or not, you can make up your own mind. In Iran, the people who are in charge of the resistance, they pretty much are communicating and getting their energy, if that's, yeah, they're sort of being fed by what they see in social media. And the old Islamic laws, the framework that has been a part of Iran since the overthrow of the Shah in the 70s, thanks to Jimmy Carter, has crumbled because they see that it went from one dictatorship to basically another. The Shah was a family dictatorship, and then it became a religious dictatorship, but still the same thing. So as these sorts of, that's why I hold hope and promise, because I can see how here we watch it closely and people are upset about this, that, or the other thing, and there's change. And the more violent, not stretch violent, the more aggressive the change is, the more likely it is to disrupt things and make people upset in the old sense. And then that creates a need or a vacuum, and young people come along and fill it. But the problem is young people get old, and then they kind of slide into a position that may not have been where they were when they were younger. There's an old expression about age and liberalism versus age and conservatism. You get too soon old and too late smart. How many liberals when they were kids became conservatives when they were older? I don't know. I know a lot of young conservatives and a lot of old liberals, so I'm not sure that really holds candle. But I just had was thinking about this as we look at the New World Order and tend to think about things that are, or we talk about things that may be distracting because they are by their nature unusual, and that's why it makes it a good conversation. But I see things going in a good direction as I look at some of these things that are happening around the world. So I just thought, you are all welcome to throw your 2 cents worth in and email or send comments at DJB Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Help yourself. Ladies, any thoughts? Well, apparently not.
I mean, you said it all. No, yeah, I think I think that to add anything would be excessive. You did a great job.
Okay. Bravo. Thank you very much. All right, I want to spend a moment talking about a heartbroken father whose daughter died when she committed suicide last week. And this fellow knew who the bullies were, and he went to them and invited them to come to her funeral to witness the devastation that they created. And apparently some of them did. The fellow's name was Tom Everett, issued an invitation to Dolly Everett's funeral on Facebook this past week. He said, quote, "This week has been an example of how social media should be used. It's also been an example of how it shouldn't be used. 55,000 likes, 100,000 shares. He writes, quote, "If we can help other precious lives from being lost and the suffering of so many averted, then her life will not be wasted. I know for some suicide is considered cowardly, but I guarantee those people who wouldn't have half the strength that my girl, my young angel, did. She did what she thought she had to escape the evil in this world." And so, I mean, this, I don't want to belabor this, but I found it. We all know the story. This has happened so many times in this country and elsewhere around the world. This happens to have happened. This is a story from Australia. But it plays on us here and elsewhere where social media is abused by people who ought not to have. They're too young to understand the impact of their words. And it just shows how irresponsible parents are, I think, to give these, people who are younger than 16, 17, 18 ought not to have a social media presence or have an iPhone or any of these things. I just don't think they're
mature enough.
Good luck
with that. There are kids in kindergarten who have iPhones.
I know. It's stupid. What are you creating?
Total access.
What are you doing to their brains? It is the height of stupidity.
Let me ask you guys this question. Maybe it's best suited for Kara. When I was a kid, obviously bullying existed, but bullying was something that you'd kind of just dealt with, and maybe sometimes you'd hit back, and maybe sometimes you were just bullied. There were kids that were just bullied in my class, and it was awful and sad. And
there were just
people who were bullied.
Yeah.
But it seems that it's resulting in more, or at least there's more publication, I guess, of more teen deaths from kids who just can't take it anymore. Is it that we're just, that this always happened, and that because of reporting and 24-hour news, we're just hearing about it more? Is it because social media allows bullies to follow you home and it takes away your safe space? Why do you, because it's definitely, there's a difference between how much we hear these stories and talk about them now than there used to be. Do you think it's a new phenomenon, or are we just talking about it now?
I don't know for sure, because I guess I was kind of in the middle. When I was in high school, there was social media, but it was more MySpace, I guess. So I feel like, you know, we didn't really use Twitter, and I think Twitter is kind of the worst at this. That's where people get the most hate, I think. A kid that I went to high school with committed suicide, and I don't know the whole situation. I think it was from something kind of similar, a lot of bullying. I think I was lucky in that I never really got bullied. I kind of flew under the radar, so I never really had to deal with it. But I think it's true that always there have just been some people that for some reason get bullied. And I don't know if it's because of the way that they dress or they, I don't know, do kind of people do things that people consider weird and they can't seem to get away from it.
See, for me, it's not that bullying. I mean, bullying has existed. I remember kids. It's not that that's new. I just wonder about the next step in these kids taking their own life because they feel like there's no other choice. Is that something that's a new cultural thing, or is it something that maybe we just didn't talk about before, that there was it was a taboo subject?
I think it's probably a mix of both. I think that suicide has always happened, but it may be increasing because people feel like they can't get away from it no matter where they go. They might get it at school and then they go home and they get it on multiple social media websites.
Right, they can't get away from it.
Yeah, there's no way to escape, and I think that is probably why. I don't know what the solution is, because at this point I don't think that you're gonna be able to take cell phones away from people who are in high school, and I don't even know that that's the solution. Do we have a thinner skin?
That isn't the solution. Responsible parenting is the solution. So let me just, I'm countering sort of the first part of what I said here as we get into this hour, was offering hope for those who think the world's going to hell, but then turning it a little bit around with the advent of, and there was a purpose here, and you found it in the discussion, the thing that I think holds us back or can get in the way, the goodness of what we learn from being connected is also connected to the ugliness that some people suffer with. And so using the tools that we have today at our disposal appropriately is what needs to happen. Youngsters don't know what to do with this technology. They have the slightest idea. They're mesmerized. They're completely... I see... my grandson is just now beginning to look at little things, cartoons about dogs and cats and that sort of thing for the first time. And I can see how it takes him away from anything else that's around him. It completely distracts him.
I think.
And so you see that sort of thing, and young minds are not capable of holding it. And I think, as I've said to parents before, you can say what you want to about my comments. These are my comments. My children didn't have any games around, electronic video games and all that stuff, and they aren't any the worse off for it. And so under the circumstances, you think about all the people who've been exposed to all this sort of violence at a young age, nothing good comes of it. And I said this about parents who encourage their children to play football, you're irresponsible. If you give your child one of these cell phones, iPhones, whatever it is, and they're under sort of maturing teenage years, you're irresponsible.
Well, I think what's most important is that if your kid has it, and let's be real, most kids are going to have it, whether, you know, it's just a fact of life now. But I think what's more important is that you need to have, at home and with friends, you need to have a stable group that... A group of security, you know, people who are there for you and supportive of you that you can go and talk to, and you need to have them around so that they can instill confidence in you and have you develop other skills so that you can deal with this kind of thing. I think the problem with teens having it and having access to so much social media is that they don't know how to deal with it. They're not confident in themselves yet, and so when they hear people telling them these things, they think, okay, well, someone's telling me it must be true. And you just, I think, I don't know, you need people around you who are supportive so that you can learn to be confident in yourself, and you can look at these things and think, okay, this is not necessarily the truth, and ignore it and move on with your life.
A good home life and good parenting. 20 past the hour, DJV time.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Such an important part of our lives and an important part of our program every hour during this portion of the hour. Focus on some music news, musical performers. Here's something that I think will be, I could get in on this. The Lost 80s Live Tour. Big Hair. this summer, there will be a lot of 80s bands for the Lost 80s Live Tour. 30 city outing, Flock of Seagulls, Wang Chung, Animotion, The Romantics, Missing Persons, Men Without Hats, others. You look at the first 8 dates of this tour. Let's see. It starts August the 3rd with a show on Coney Island at the Boardwalk. How about that, Victoria?
It's kind of a perfect place for it.
Yeah.
I would totally go to this.
I would totally go to this, too. Yeah, right. This would be fun.
And they're
going
to stop in Colorado. There'll be sites in Texas, California, where they're performing. Let's see. In addition to A Flock of Seagulls, Iran, and Wang Chung's Wang Chung Tonight, fans can hear hits from Naked Eyes, like this song right here, Always Something There to Remind Me. Crank that up for a second there, will you? That's a good song. Good pop song. Then the song from Dramarama, Anything, Anything.
Song.
You like this song? Do we have it? I guess we don't have that here. New Schnooze. Is that how you pronounce it? New Shoes? No, New Cheeks.
Shoes. Yeah.
I don't know this group.
I like
Do
New
I know
Shoes
the song?
Better.
Yeah.
New
Shoes.
I don't know this song. Gene Loves Jezebel. Desire, Come and Get It is the song. Let's see, Book of Love, doing Pretty Boys and Pretty Girls. See how this does
it's like
so
80s.
And then there is a I Love the 90s tour.
I'm all for that.
Vanilla Ice, Salt and Pepper.
I did.
Yeah, Jen saw it.
Calling Me Bad, Tony Locke,
Tone Loc.
Yeah, right.
Oh my gosh.
Good on the 90s one.
Oh, Salt and Pepa. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I would go see Vanilla Ice. I didn't get to see Vanilla Ice and Salt and Pepa and Tone Loc and Color Me Bad. Oh, I'm on it. And Dougie, we actually had one of the guys from Color Me Bad. Oh, no, we had one of the guys from All for One on this show.
Mm-hmm. They were on that tour, too, the 90s tour.
It's so good.
All right, so this is something exciting. We're getting very excited about this new year and getting into the warm weather already here. Here's a sort of regressive, well, I don't know if it's regressive, a focus on the life of Chris Cornell, who appears with his children Tony and Christopher in a new PSA for the anti-genocide campaign, The Promise. 2-minute clip premiered this week featuring Cornell's song, The Promise, which was written and recorded for the film of the same name, tackling the genocide in Armenia. Video opens with Chris's daughter, Toni, saying, quote, "From basic human rights to women's rights, my dad believed that if we each vowed to keep one promise, we could work to make the world a better place." And then her younger brother, Christopher, says, quote, "I vow to keep that promise to my dad." Chris Cornell donated all the proceeds from this song, one of his last songs, final released recordings, to the International Rescue Committee, which is an organization that helps people whose lives have been impacted by war and disaster, and we all know there have been tons of those. He appears in the video vowing to keep the promise on behalf of the world's most vulnerable children. Other stars making pledges to keep that promise: Tom Hanks, Josh Brolin, Christian Bale, Elton John, Snoop Dogg, Barbara Streisand, George Clooney, Hugh Jackman, Don Cheadle, Jennifer Lopez, Ozzy Osbourne, Jimmy Fallon, Ryan Gosling, Adam Levine, Charlie Puth, Courtney Cox, Heidi Klum, and Pharrell Williams. So some good thoughts and good actions, actually. 28 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour, your best friends are here on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is a bestie with Victoria and Kara. Victoria Schillen. Victoria Schillen. Good, Doug.
Victoria. Wow, we're married. Who knew?
Right. There it is. The new world order.
Long lost sisters.
Kara Schillen, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen at your service. And on your side, the flu has killed a couple of people. 21-year-old man. 56-year-old woman. You hear these stories from time to time. This comes on the heels. This is the responsible versus irresponsible news media. Because in one of the stories that I saw about the fellow in Massachusetts, the lady in Massachusetts who died, at the age of 56. There was a comparison or a companion story is probably a better way of putting it to the flu from the 1917-1918 era, which has been profiled and it's back because it's the 100th anniversary of it. And there was a big PBS special that went on for three or four nights about the flu and how it started here and spread around the world and how many people died, 600,000 in America alone. And so this is how mind manipulation works. So next to the story about the woman who's 56 who dies of the flu, complications of the flu, is a story about 600,000 Americans dying 100 years ago of the flu. Is that responsible?
That was Spanish influenza. Well, yeah. I know what you're talking about, and it does seem very misleading, but that's the Spanish influenza, I think, that they're referring to.
Yeah, the Spanish
influenza. We're on the cusp of, right? Wasn't that the...
Well, the inference is because the government the CDC produced a flu vaccine this year that is basically only effective in 30% of the cases of the flu.
10%.
They underestimated
it. Is it 10%?
Yeah,
okay, 10%. Whatever
yeah.
it is, it was a waste of time
yeah.
and money because they weren't watching what the trends were in the yeah. flus around the rest of the world. So another great example of the incompetence of government and bureaucracy. But then you get to the underscore that I have here for this. And it's very simple, and you hear me, I almost sound like I think I'm beating a dead horse. The impact of having a strong immune system and how you balance things with that. I don't know the story of the 21-year-old man who was killed, but there are a lot of warning signs, and one of them is not having, if you are someone who gets the flu and colds and gets sick frequently, if you have your run down because you're not getting enough rest or you're not getting enough fluids or you're not getting enough vitamins and minerals, fruits and vegetables, whatever it is, however you build up your immune system, that's it. And so many people are eating so badly now, and it seems to be there's a generational aspect to this, but not really. Some people say, oh, those kids, they eat at McDonald's all the time. No. You can go by a McDonald's any time of the day or night and see plenty of folks who are older eating in there. And I don't know whether it's a combination of advertising or people say, I can't afford to eat at a better place. Well, if you really realize buying food at a good grocery store, I was going to say the food store. If you go to a good grocery store and buy good quality food, you can often fix a meal at home for yourself less expensively than you can even buy one at McDonald's.
I think a lot of time it's even less than, it's not about money as much as it's about convenience.
Convenience.
So many of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Americans are willing, even when we're poor and pinching pennies, we're willing to pay for convenience. That's why you buy pre-cut vegetables at the store.
And they're expensive.
Yeah, you pay a ton of money, but Americans love convenience. We're all really busy, and so we want to take the shortcuts.
Yeah. So but in this 20... case, though, Doug, the 21-year-old, this is a very alarming story because he's a personal trainer who was, and he's 21, and he was at sort of like the height of his physical fitness.
Physicality.
And so that's what was extra surprising about this story in particular. You know, the 56-year-old woman, or there was a pregnant woman, I think, in Pennsylvania who died, and that's horrible. But to have this kid die at 21 of the flu is a real... This is making national headlines for that reason, because it's so shocking.
Well, he was...
This flu season is really bad. I feel like I lucked out, and I had this thing for... I'm still coughing a little bit, and I had the flu for about a month, and it came back, and you're running fevers, and when you're not properly taking care of yourself, if you don't stop when that's going on, you can really run yourself into the ground. I was talking to my doctor, who said that in our community, and I don't know exactly where, he didn't go into specifics, we had a couple of people die already from this flu, because it's a pretty brutal flu season, and the numbers usually peak in February. They're already seeing February peak numbers now and at the end of December, and so they're going, gosh, is it going to get even worse, or is it just peaking early this year? And they're running out of IV bags in hospitals. They're running out of like the supplies for people because they're being overrun. In California, I think it was UCLA, actually, Doug. UCLA Medical Center was saying that they hadn't seen the onslaught of people in their emergency room. I think they usually get 140 a day, and they were up to over 200. and I think around 240. So there are 100 more. They said they hadn't gotten more people coming in since the Northridge earthquake, which was back in 1994.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So,
and a weird thing.
It's big.
Apparently a lot of IV bags, this is what I heard, are produced in Puerto Rico, and a lot of them haven't been able to get to the States, so there's a shortage all across the country.
They can't make them.
That's one of the things.
Yeah, hour to make them.
Yeah.
People don't know about Puerto Rico is there are a lot of medical companies that have manufacturing facilities. The drug companies have manufacturing facilities there as well. And it has. There still isn't power on the island. There still
It's another 6 months, they say.
It's a mess there. So all of these things coming together, one of the things that I think most of us, when we think about the flu, we think about the people who are very young, people who are very old, people who have pre-existing conditions, who have weakened immune systems, respiratory illnesses. You've heard me talking a lot about my circumstance, not so much necessarily here, but in the Good Day Health Show that we produce. And you can get the podcast of that at gooddayhealthshow.com, by the way. Every week, both Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronos bring together a lot of great advice from their experiences. They're both very wise men, have different ways of approaching. Like Ken will tell you to get a flu shot, and Jack will tell you not to, but make sure that your immune system is working well. Well, I've been talking to both of them about my respiratory stuff, mucus production, coughing, that sort of thing. And at first we were concerned it was a bacterial infection. I've been to see a couple. As a matter of fact, I'm under care of a pulmonologist right now because I want to figure out what this is. Mostly they figured it out. What's going on with me has to do with the secondhand smoke that I grew up around as a kid, and it's just now presenting itself in a way. And other people who weren't as strong as I, where they confronted with the same thing and come down with the flu, would get pneumonia pretty quickly. Even though these cases are infrequent, they sometimes end in death. So you can't, if you have any of the signs of this stuff, you better go see whatever. If you got a primary care doctor, good. Go to the urgent care clinic. If you have all these flu symptoms, the cough, the fever, the runny nose, sore throat, body aches, and you're not sleeping well, sometimes you get Tamiflu, which is an antiviral medication that mitigates some of the symptoms, and that will shorten the length of time that you're suffering from this sort of thing. But you also need to stay away from other people because you'll infect others. If you can get treatment without going to the emergency room, that's the best way to do it. I was coming out here on the plane. The plane is like a breeding ground for all this
petri
crap.
And petri dish.
I'm on a plane now two or three times a week for the next couple of months. And so what happens is there's a guy standing in front of me getting on the plane the other day, and he was hacking and coughing, and he just didn't look well at all. And so I was thinking to myself, how do I make sure I'm not sitting close to this guy? So I waited until he got on, you know, into the group wherever, you know, he was sitting, and satisfied myself that I wasn't going to sit too close to him. But this is serious stuff. And if you have it and you can have lots of liquids, you can get yourself to a point where you get a lot of vitamin C. I mean, I'm talking about mega dose. When my daughter had it, and I said, you got to take four capsules four times a day. I think I said that to you, Victoria, too, didn't I? I remember saying it to one of you. I don't remember whether it was Jennifer. Four, every meal, four capsules of vitamin C. And then there are other things that you can take. As a matter of fact,
zinc, I know, is good, too.
Zinc is good. Echinacea, golden seal,
that
sort of stuff. Yeah.
I got sick on Christmas Eve is when it started, and I still have it. It just keeps going back and forth between my head and my chest. So it's
still
like
have
a cough and then a head thing. But
I
talked to Dr. Jack, and, you know, he basically said, he said, don't bother getting an antibiotic because if you have a low-grade fever, it's a virus. It's not, antibiotics aren't going to do anything. They might
and
actually
by the
do
way,
more harm than good.
That will kill all the good bacteria in your stomach.
That's what he said. He said that's going to do more harm than good, and especially when you're traveling, you always want to up your probiotics and things like that. But I've been doing, people have been laughing at me, but I have been using raw garlic for everything, and
that's
it
good.
Is such a powerful antiviral that I swear that has been keeping me above water.
Onion,
I make garlic tea,
garlic.
And I put raw garlic on everything.
Yeah.
I don't smell great, but at least I married an Italian. Thank God I married an Italian.
He likes
the smell.
So I'm looking at some of the comments on social media here. One person in Dallas says, good luck. You're going to try to visit a doctor. Good luck getting an appointment. Urgent care centers have limited diagnostic abilities and often throw drugs at the problem. That's oftentimes the problem. So I'm going to pass something along to you that will be helpful. It happens to be at the behest of a sponsor of the program, but I really do think this is good advice, and that's why when people come to me to ask me to do stuff, if I really feel it'll work and it's in my area of expertise or I feel like I can tell a credible story, and I sure as heck can tell a credible story about vegetables and fruits and your immune system. So that's where the Balance of Nature comes in. If you visit their website, balanceofnature.com, you'll see the comparison to what doctors say you got to have. You need 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. I challenge you to find anybody other than someone like me, because I'm looking behind me. I got fruit, I have berries, and all kinds of things. The one thing you don't want to take at this circumstance, when you have mucus being made, if you're coming down with something, don't take, eat melons, watermelon, things that have, what's that yellow, what's the stuff, the yellow fruit?
Cantaloupe?
No. Well, cantaloupe you shouldn't take either. But
yellow
what's,
fruit, honey,
yeah,
honeydew?
It's, no. I don't have much of it, but I know that this stuff you're not supposed to eat. Anyway.
Pineapple?
No.
Pineapple, is it something that's very sugary?
And then it's phooey.
It's like radio charades.
Radio charades. All right, so the bottom line is that the folks at Balance of Nature have taken all these fruits and vegetables, and they've created a capsule that has dried fruit and dried vegetables. So they have like 9 different fruits, 11 different vegetables that are all powdered and put without sugar, without any of this stuff. There's no, this is all non-GMO fruit and vegetables that are grown, and then they are processed and dried. So you have a capsule of fruits that have 9 different fruits in it. Put that on your fruit or just swallow the capsule whole. Same thing with the veggies. They're two different things. When you go to balanceofnature.com, you'll see the two different capsules, the two different the way they're made. You look at the bottles. There's a green one for the veggies and there's a red one for the fruit. You need to get both of those in this system. It costs you 22 cents a day after you go through the first month, but the first month supply is free at balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV so that you know they know that you heard the story here. Check out all of the testimonials that are there. They all follow in what we were just saying. They're all talking about getting sick, getting the flu, or what used to happen before they balanced their immune system. This stuff will increase the strength of your immune system over a 7-day period by 700%, according to the people who have followed it. So even if it's only half that, you're still way better off, and you don't have to worry about getting sick. And that's really the point that Jack is making, that Victoria just underscored. Take, eat foods, take the capsules, take the things that are natural and fit in with your body's normal mechanism. And that's not going to be drugs. It's going to be things like this. Balanceofnature.com, code DJV. Get the first month free. There are all kinds of other special discounts that take place, too. So enhance your system, make yourself stronger and better able to make it through the flu season, make it through the winter with a strong immune system, courtesy of the products from balanceofnature.com using the code DJV.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
If you could get rewarded for sleeping, would you? What about for sitting on a bench looking out at the ocean? Or for sitting in a comfy chair watching football on TV? Guess what? That third dream job is real thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can come in, watch football, and earn points with blazing rewards just for being there. That's right. You're a professional football fan now. Brag about it to all your friends. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Terms and conditions apply. Must be a Blazing Rewards member. To join and for details, visit BlazingRewards.com or download the Blazing Rewards app.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The hour now. It's time for our weekly visit from Nick Miles. He is the man who's in charge of auto expertise at rautoexpert.com, which is a great website. He spent the week at the Consumer Electronics Show, CES, in Las Vegas, so we're going to share some of the info he's finding about cars of the future that will have some electronic component, which is pretty much everything that will be on the road. That after this.
I'm David Gregg, BehindTheBuy.com senior editor, with my annual report of highlights from CES 2018. Immersive, high-def displays and noise-canceling headphones on the moon from Royal provides an unparalleled personal entertainment experience. It delivers wireless access to movies and content from your connected devices, and a partnership with Sony Pictures Home Entertainment gets you 3 free movies with a moon purchase. Samsung's Notebook 9 Pen weighs just 2.2 pounds and features a 360-degree hinge design, easily convert from laptop to tablet. The built-in S Pen is battery-free and recognizes pressure levels for a more natural writing and drawing experience. Netgear's Nighthawk Pro Gaming Wi-Fi Router will make online gamers rejoice regardless of skill because it achieves low-lag gameplay. Nighthawk's secure software will keep you connected for the ultimate in intense online gaming, and the power to win. iHome's Clock Radio with Smart Button lets you wirelessly set your alarm, add color to your streaming music, and charge your tech tools. It can also control your home's connected devices from many popular brands and stream music services with the touch of a button. Comcast will be giving home automation capabilities across its entire Xfinity services in 2018 to more than 15 million customers at no additional cost, giving every Comcast customer's home a very high IQ. Comcast Smart Product Compatibility already includes partnerships with hundreds of the world's leading manufacturers. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
All right, let's get to Nick Miles, who's in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show, having a big old time. Do your eyes get bigger when you go look around and walk around that showroom floor? Does your head swell? How would you describe your reaction to all that you've seen this week?
Well, I already suffer from ADD, and it just makes it a lot worse when I see shiny things that I want to push buttons and play with.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what have you seen specifically from the various manufacturers that, I don't know if this gives you hope for the future or what? I don't like the idea. I don't mind electric cars, but I sure as heck don't want to be in a car that I'm not driving. What about you?
Well, there is some stuff here, Doug, that will really probably blow your mind, and that's one of the things that I saw was something from Nissan called B2V, which is called Brain to Vehicle, and this is where you wear a helmet and you steer your car with your brain. It's just a little frightening, but it actually works.
I don't know about you, Nick, but I know a lot of people in my life who have brains that I don't want controlling a car in that way. Thank you very much.
Well, I guess what happens if you have inappropriate thoughts? That was my first thing with this helmet on. But it actually works. They demonstrated how it works. The great thing about it is that it can actually see what your brain sees before you actually realize what you've seen. So, for instance, if someone drifts over into your lane, this allows the car to realize it's happening before you can react and actually get ready for that reaction. So it does have some real-world applications. I'm still a bit scared of having anything controlled by my brain, as I'm sure by your brain.
Yeah, right.
There were a lot of cool things out there from car companies that are coming in the future, like electric cars. Fisker showed off their brand new eMotion vehicle, Doug, which I thought was really cool. The best part about it is it has a 27-inch screen in the back, which I think is going to keep the kids quiet anytime you go on a road trip. It'll 100 miles on a single charger. Those sort of cars are just around the corner, I think. And there was some stuff that's going to be at the Olympics as well from Toyota. They have these new sort of automated buses without a driver, and what they allow to do is, for instance, if you use them for commute, it's great, but after the commute, they can be used for things like delivering packages or delivering your food to your office, and they have these little sort of modules that come up to your office, and then they'll unlock and allow your food out as soon as they recognize your face. Kind of futuristic stuff, but it looks like that's the way the cars are going of the future.
Now, I don't know about you, but when my children were young, they had books in the back seat of the car, and they were happy with books, or they're happy with games to play. They didn't need a television screen. How unimaginative. Use those things for, and that sound like maybe an old codger, but there's a certain practicality to experience, if you know what I mean. All right, Nick, so
absolutely.
How much longer does CES go? Is it another week?
No, it's about done. Detroit Auto Show starts on Saturday, so we're getting ready for that tomorrow.
All right, get the report from you next week. Thank you. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.